This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 23, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. It's been a tough weekend. An unknown number of occupants died yesterday afternoon about 3 p.m. when a Pilatus PC-12 turboprop registered to an Oregon-based leasing company came down in a cemetery next to Burt Mooney Airport in Butte, Montana. The PC-12 is typically configured to seat 7 to 10, including pilots, but various media sources were reporting as many as 17 people killed. We should have numbers from the FAA today. Early this morning, Tokyo time, a FedEx MD-11 freighter inbound from Guangzhou, China, crashed on landing at Tokyo's Narita International Airport. AFP News cites local Red Cross officials in reporting both pilots died. Check back frequently for updates as we get more details on both these accidents at aero-news.net. Many of the 800 former Eclipse Aviation employees looking for work after the company's bankruptcy may find this a cruel irony. Eclipse 500 owner Mike Press and depositor Mason Holland announced last week their formation of Eclipse Jet LLC to try to buy the company. On Friday, they announced the names of three other partners, Raul Sagredo, John Kraken, and former Eclipse Aviation CEO Roel Pieper. Holland said of Pieper, quote, "When we set out to determine how to maximize the value of Eclipse's assets and ensure our ability to deliver value to customers, Roel proved very helpful. He understands from actual experience all the issues Mike, Raul, and I have been modeling. Our go-forward plan is now better informed. Our five-person team intends to capture Eclipse's assets, lead a transition team to both restore fleet services and support, and recruit a seasoned senior management team to lead Eclipse and resume production," unquote. The Air Transport Association of America, which represents most U.S. airlines, reports passenger revenue among its members fell 19% in February compared to the same month in 2008. That makes the fourth consecutive month in which revenue has fallen from the prior year. The declines reached international routes, including transatlantic, transpacific, and Latin markets. The domestic airlines saw cargo traffic and revenue ton miles drop 21% year-over-year in January after back-to-back 17% declines in November and December. Friday's successful deployment of two new solar panel arrays on the International Space Station sent new energy coursing through the facility, both literally and in the emotional sense. The station can now generate as much as 120 kilowatts of electricity. That's enough to expand the station's normal crew size to 6 this summer. But Friday's emotional high was followed by two problems on Saturday during a spacewalk by astronauts Steve Swanson and Joseph Acaba. The Associated Press reports Acaba accidentally inserted a pin upside down, jamming the deployment of an equipment storage platform outside the Kibo module. Engineers on the ground are trying to determine a fix, which can be attempted during today's spacewalk. A second, more dramatic problem ultimately proved less significant. Due to Acaba and Swanson's movements at the end of the station's truss assembly, the onboard gyros that maintain the station's attitude in orbit overheated, triggering an alarm. The docked Space Shuttle Discovery briefly assumed control of maintaining the station's orbital attitude while those gyroscopes cooled. Discovery is currently scheduled to return to Earth this Saturday. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Three flight attendants escape a lawsuit, but not its costs. Boeing gives hundreds of employees their 60-day notice. And Russian harassment missions get bolder. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains his decision to add sport pilot training to his flight school. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.